This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the government is working for a resilient and self-reliant India by giving a push to economic growth and ensuring inclusive development. Replying to a discussion on the union budget in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said high growth has been maintained while keeping the inflation low.
The National Statistical Office gave the first advanced estimate. The real GDP growth is projected at 7.4% for the year 25-26, with a nominal growth rate at around 8%, while CPI inflation has softened to nearly 2%. So this is that combination that I'm talking about of a strong growth. Price stability is really uncommon globally and reflects the strength of India's economic fundamentals.
Ms. Sitharaman stressed that emphasis has been laid on building domestic manufacturing capacity. She said special provisions and budgetary allocations were made for the Biopharma Semiconductor Mission 2.0, rare earth corridors, container manufacturing ecosystem, sports goods, textiles, champion MSMEs. Earlier, participating in the discussion, G.C. Chandrasekhar of the Congress alleged the budget is not up to the mark and not as per the expectation of the people. Several other members of different political parties took part in the discussion. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following noisy scenes between the Treasury bench and opposition bench members when the Lok Sabha took up matters of urgent public importance after the passage of Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of a motion against Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi on how he is misleading the nation. Amid the din, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, the lower house passed the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Industrial Relations Code 2020. The Defence Acquisition Council today cleared proposals worth nearly 3,60,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry has informed that acceptance of necessity was accorded for the procurement of multi-role fighter aircraft Rafale, combat missiles and airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellite for the Indian Air Force. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will be on a state visit to India from the 18th till the 22nd of this month on the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the upcoming India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Briefing media in the national capital today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi and the Brazilian President are scheduled to have a bilateral meeting on the 21st of February. The spokesperson further added that French President Emmanuel Macron will also be paying a three-day official visit for the summit. In Bangladesh, counting of votes is underway soon after polling concluded for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and simultaneous referendum today. Voting was held across 299 constituencies. The contest pits two coalitions led by former allies, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and the Islamist Jamaat-e-Islami. Alongside electing a new government, people voted on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India were 144 for 4 in 14 overs against Namibia in a Group A match in Delhi when reports last came in. Namibia have won the toss and opted to bowl. Earlier, hosts Sri Lanka defeated Oman by 105 runs in a Group B encounter in Palekele this afternoon. In another Group C clash, Italy defeated Nepal by 10 wickets in Mumbai. Two-time Olympian Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar set a new world record en route to winning the gold medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at the Asian Shooting Championships 2026 in New Delhi today. Competing at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range, the 25-year-old defended his title with a score of 362 in the final. India completed a clean sweep of the podium in the event, with Neeraj Kumar claiming silver with 361.8 and Akhil Shayaran taking bronze with 343.5. And with that, we end this news bulletin.